All of you have a tremendous chus that you're able to learn in yeshiva, in Eretz Yisrael, and in Yeshivas Shalavim. I know for many, many years the Rabbeim I've met, and I've seen the products of Shalavim, how the boys really become B'nai Torah, and should really use the opportunity that you have to grow to your maximize your potential. I know Shiurim are supposed to begin pretty soon, so I'm going to be very brief. But just a machshava from last week's parasha, I think is a very important machshava. We all know that we read last week about the Arba L'Shoines Shel Geula. Votzeisi, Vitzalti, Vigo'alti, Velokachti. That these were the four different stages of Yitzias Mitzrayim, of the Gula from Mitzrayim. And Kineged the Arba L'Shoines of Gula, we drink Arba Kaisis, Chazal U'Misakin, Arba Kaisis on Leil Hased. This week, in Parshas Bo, we read about the actual Gula, the actual Yitzia. V'tzeisi v'tzalti v'ga'alti is in Parshas Bo. V'lokachti eschem li la'om, Matan Torah, that's later on in Parshas Yisrael. And really, the rest of Sefer Shemais is the fulfillment of the Arba L'Shoines of Geula, the Lokachti, Matan Torah, and then Binyan HaMishkon. But there is a fifth Loshin that the Torah mentions, and Chazal talk about in Meseches Psochim. The Torah says, Ve'vesi eschem ala oretz, eshe nososi es yodi los eisoiso le'avraham le'yitzchok le'yakov, I'll bring you into Eretz Yisrael, and I'll give you Eretz Yisrael as a Moirosha, as a legacy, as an inheritance. Ani Hashem. And the Gemara in Psochim, in Arvi Psochim, has a shayla whether we should have a fifth kais. Kineged v'hevesi. It's a teku, so that's why we don't actually drink a fifth kais, but we do pour the fifth kais, the kais shel Eliyahu. Many before Shem say is connected that fifth place. But this pasuk, Ve'evesi, Estam ala oretz, V'nasati oiso lochem meirosho, Ani Hashem, that Eretz Yisrael is an inheritance, is a legacy. The Balaturim points out a very interesting thing. The term meirosho only appears two times in all of Tanakh. In this pasuk, that Eretz Yisrael is a Meirosha, and also, anybody know where else we use the term Meirosha? By Torah. Torah Tzivolonu Moshe, Meirosha Kihilas Yaakov. Torah is also referred to as a Meirosha, and the Balaturin says, why dafka by Torah and by Eretz Yisrael is the term Meirosha used? The Balaturin says, Shebishchus HaTorah Yorshu HaOretz. Yerushas Eretz Yisrael is in the schus of Torah. Shen kidichtiv vayitin lahem arutzos goyim bavur yishmu chuka v'toyrosov yinsoy. The pasuk in Tehillim, that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us Eretz Yisrael in order that we should keep the mitzvahs and learn Torah in Eretz Yisrael. So the tnai for Eretz Yisrael, for Yerushas Eretz Yisrael, that Eretz Yisrael should be a Meirosha, for Klal Yisrael, is Torah. And that's why, right before, the fourth Lashon of Geula was, V'lokachti eschem li la'om v'yisi lochem le'lokim, and then the next pasuk is, V'yisi eschem el ha'oretz, that Kabbalah HaTorah, Matan Torah, is a tnai, is a precondition, is a prerequisite for Eretz Yisrael. We all know that the Gemara in Brachas says that in Birkas Hamazon there are three brachas midoy raisa and the fourth bracha midoy rabban. There's Birkas Hazon, the first bracha, and then there's Birkas Haoretz, noydelecho. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Eretz Yisrael, al Oretz ve'al Hamazon, and then there's Birkas Bainei Yerushalayim. These brachas are doy raisa, and the fourth bracha, Hatoiv HaNeitiv, is the rabban. And the Gemara in Brachas says that in Birkas HaOretz we have to include Bris v'toira. Kol shalei oma bris v'toira, bris chashecha samta b'vzareinu, referring to bris mila. Val teiros chashen imadetono, referring to limud ha-toira. Kol shalei omar bris v'toira, lo yotza yedei chavosa, yinat yetze birchas ha-mozen. And Tosis in Brachis, it's clear from Tosis in Brachis that you're not Yotzei Midei Raisa. Bris V'Toira are necessary Midei Raisa for Birchas HaMozen, because the Gemara has a sofek about Noshim, whether Noshim are Chayovis in Birchas HaMozen Midei Raisa or Midei Rabbanan. And Tosis explains, why should they not be chayiv midei raisa? After all, it's not a mitzvah esei shazman groma. And Tosis explains, because noshim einon bebris v'teira. They don't have the mitzvah bris mila, and they don't have the mitzvah talmud teira. So therefore, it could very well be that they're potter midei raisa and only chayiv midei rabbanan. So it's clear from Tosis that bris v'teira are Adin Dei Raisa in Birkas Haaretz. And one is not Yotze Midei Raisa if they left out Bris V'Toira. What is the connection between Bris and Torah to Birkas Haaretz, the Brocha, when we're Mishabech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Eretz Yisrael? The answer, I think, is very clear. Because Bris V'Toira are the Tanai. That's the Tanai for Eretz Yisrael. For our receiving Eretz Yisrael, for the kiyum of Eretz Yisrael, for our remaining in Eretz Yisrael, to have that kinyan and to be in Eretz Yisrael, there has to be that the tnai koidem lemaise of bris v'toira. In fact, Rav Moshe Mordechai Epstein, the Rosh Hashiva of Slobodka, points out that when Klal Yisrael came into Eretz Yisrael in Sefer Yehoshua, one of the first things they did when they came to Gilgal was HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them to do Bris Mila, because during the 40 years in the Midbar, they weren't Klal Yisrael, were not able to do Bris Mila. And now when they were about to conquer the land, to go to Milchama against the Shiva Umais, so they were told, Shuv Mule B'nei Yisrael Shenis, to do Bris Mila. And Rav Moshe Mordechai points out that here, the seven nations of Canaan knew that Klal Yisrael were coming to do battle, right, to conquer the land, and yet all of Klal Yisrael is doing Bris Mila. We know what happened by Shechem. When the city of Shechem did Bris Mila, Shimon Velevi went in and they were able to conquer the whole city, just two people, because they were very, very weak from as a result of Bris Mila. And here HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Klal Yisrael, do Bris Mila before you conquer the land. And the nations, the Shiva almost could have attacked them at that time. So what was the kepeda to do Bris Mila dafke at that time, right after they crossed the Yarden? Because Bris is a tnai. It's a tnai for Eretz Yisrael, for our receiving Eretz Yisrael. And so too, we find in Sefer Yehoshua, Vayol and Shom Be'emek, when they were going to Milchama, to Milchemes Ha'ai, the Gemara Megillah says, Vayol and Shom Be'emek, Ba'im Koshel Halacha, when they were preparing to conquer the land. So they had to learn Torah. They had to be deeply involved in learning Torah, Be'iyun, Ba'amolo, Ve'igiyah, because Bris V'Toira are the Tnoim for Eretz Yisrael. And that's what the the Baal HaTurim says. That's why the term Marosha is used, Dafka, by Torah and by Eretz Yisrael, because of that connection between Torah and Eretz Yisrael, that Torah is the Tnai for the Yerusha, our Yerusha of Eretz Yisrael, and the Kiyum of Eretz Yisrael for Klal Yisrael, that we maintain our connection, our Shlita, and our being able to live in Eretz Yisrael. But in the Siva Shalom, the Slonim Rebbe has another insight into this, which I think is very important for B'nai Torah to hear and to internalize. Yeshiva Shalom points out that when you look at the Pasuk says, V'nasati oiso lochem mayrosha ani Hashem. I will give you Eretz Yisrael as a matona. V'nasati is a loshen matona. And there's also a loshen mayrosha. Mayrosha is Yerusha. An inheritance, a legacy. So the Torah refers to Eretz Yisrael as both being a matana from Hashem and also an inheritance. And so too we find by Torah itself, that Torah is Torah Tzivolon Moshe Moirosha Kihilas Yaakov. It's a Yerusha that we have, Me'avriseinu, that Torah is Nimsa, there's a Mesira from one generation to the next generation, transmitted down through the generations. But Torah is also a Matana. The Pasuk says, Vayitein el Moshe kechaloisei l'daber ito. When Moshe Rabbeinu was on Har Sinai for 40 days, then when Moshe, at the end of the 40 days, the Torah says, Vayitein el Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Moshe, as a matana, Chazal say, Shenitnot nosno loy HaKadosh Baruch Hu kumatana, kechalo l'choson. Kechalo, so it's like a kalo. And Kodesh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Moshe like a kala is given over by her parents to the chosen. So Torah was also, there was a dimension of matona. So Torah has a dimension of Yerusha, Moirusha, and also a dimension of matona. We find a third place where we have these two aspects. That is both Yerusha and it's also a matona. We find that by Shabbos. By Shabbos, we say in the davening on Shabbos in Shmoneh Esrei, "V'lonasato Hashem Elokeinu l'goyei harotzeis." Kodesh Baruch Hu, you didn't give Shabbos as a matana to the Umos Ha'olam. Shabbos is a matana to Klal Yisrael. Moran Beitzer says that Kodesh Baruch Hu gave matana tova Yeshu Beveiz Benozai the Shabbos Shemo, the gift to Klal Yisrael. But it's also a Yerusha. V'lo inchalto Malkeinu l'oivdei fesilim. Yisrael Amcha Nesato Biyavu, and you weren't Neichalit, you didn't give a Yerusha of Shabbos to the Umos Ha'olam, to the Ovdei Avodah Zorah. Again, by Shabbos we find the two Lashonis of Matona and Yerusha. What's the difference between a Matona and a Yerusha? A gift and a Yerusha and an inheritance. There's a very big difference. A Yerusha comes to a person Mimela, by itself. A relative passes away, and his Yoyresh, who inherits, inherits Mimele. He doesn't have to do anything. He doesn't have to do any Maise. It happens by itself. He doesn't have to work at it in order to be Kone it. It's Mimele. It's a Yerusha. It's an inheritance that happens by itself automatically. Matana is different. A Matana is not given to someone. You don't give a gift to someone unless they work at it. They deserve it. They put in some kind of effort. They did you some kind of a favor. And then you give them a matona, you give them a gift. And the mekabel matona, the person who receives the matona, has to be roi, has to be worthy to receive that matona. He has to show by his behavior, by his effort, that he's worthy to receive the matona. And when he receives the matona, after putting in that effort, he has tremendous einik, tremendous pleasure, tremendous hanor from receiving that matona. What's the difference between a Yerusha and a Matana? Right? Yerusha comes by itself, and Matana, you have to put in some kind of effort to be worthy to be a Mekabel Matana. The same thing applies to Avodas Hashem, says the Nesiv HaShalom. There are two Madregas in Avodas Hashem, in serving HaKadosh Baruch. There's Avodas Hashem b'vchinas Matana, and Avodas Hashem b'vchinas Yerusha, and especially by Torah. There's Torah Tzivolonu Moshe, Moirosha Kihilas Yaakov, that a person has a Yerusha from his fathers. They learn Torah, so Mimela, I also learn Torah. There's a Mesoira that's transmitted from one generation to the next. But that's a Limud HaTorah, that's a learning of Torah without real Amola and Yegiyah. Person learns because his father, his grandfather, there's a Mesoiris Ovis that he's learning, a Bechina of Yerusha. But then there's another Bechina, another dimension, and that's the dimension Vayiten El Moshe Gechaloso, that Torah is given to a person as a Matana. Moshe Rabbeinu, on 40 days and 40 nights on Har Sinai, was Omel V'yogea beyond human kochos to learn Torah. And then at the very end, after those 40 days and 40 nights, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe Rabbeinu Torah as a matana. He deserved it. He put in the amola, he put in the agia, he put in the tremendous effort. And when a person does that, and he receives the matana of Torah, He has a tremendous hanor, an oineg, a tainug, a hanor she'ein kamohu ba'olam. No one, you cannot compare any other hanor in this world to that tainug that a person has from learning Torah, and then accomplishing, achieving, and then getting a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because whatever Torah we learn and we're able to understand the depths of Torah, it's really, truly a matana from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We say the Birchas HaTorah every day. Baruch HaTorah Hashem Noisein HaTorah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us a matana of Torah. And as a result of that, we hope, V'harev no Hashem Elokeinu, as Divrei Zarasecha, that Divrei Torah should be pleasant, and we should have a tremendous, we should rejoice and have pleasure and simcha and oineg from learning Torah. But that's the bechina of matana. That requires an amala of yegia, putting in an effort, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the Torah, out the understanding, the depth of understanding, as a matana. And these two bechinas of matana and Yerusha also apply to Eretz Yisrael and to Shabbos. There's a bechina of Eretz Yisrael, bechinas Yerusha. It's like a Yerusha. Person lives in Eretz Yisrael, and he has the very fact that he lives in Eretz Yisrael. So there's a certain Yerusha. Mimela he has Eretz Yisrael. But there's a bechina of matana where a person works at it. He works at it. He puts in the amol of the yegiya in terms of the kedusha Eretz Yisrael, to feel the kedusha Eretz Yisrael, to appreciate the kedusha Eretz Yisrael, the mitzvahs atzlius v'aret. I was in Yerushalayim for Shabbos, and Friday night, as many of you I'm sure have been in Yerushalayim for Shabbos, Friday night I was walking after Shkia, and the kedusha was palpable. You could feel it. There's no experience like that any other place in the world. Certainly not in Los Angeles. Certainly not any other place in Chutzlaritz. But to feel that kedusha. But a person has to appreciate it. You have to feel it and work at it. Not just experience it mimeila, but work at it to internalize it. It should become part of us. So that's Eretz Yisrael b'chinas matona. If you work at it, so then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you Eretz Yisrael as a dimension of matana, that it becomes part of you, and then you can truly appreciate it and have that oineg, that tainug from Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And the same thing with Shabbos as well. A person can go to a Shabbos, Bechinas Yerusha. You rest on Shabbos, but then there's another darka of Shabbos, Bifchinas Matona, where a person not works, literally in terms of Malacha, but he works to appreciate the Kedusha of Shabbos, the Ruchnias of Shabbos, the higher spiritual level that we're Zeche to on Shabbos. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him Shabbos, that Kedusha of Shabbos, Bifchinas Matona. So all three, Torah, Eretz Yisrael, Shabbos, and Shabbos, as we know, is Me'ein Olam Haba. So all three of these have these two dimensions. There's the Yerusha, the Morosha, and also there's the Matana, the aspect of Matana. And perhaps with this we can understand the famous Maimer Chazal in Brachis. Shalosh Matanas Toivis Nosan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael V'Kulon Lo Nitnu Ela Yidei Yisurim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave three wonderful gifts to Klal Yisrael, but all of them we can only be kind of them are Yidei Yisurim. They were given by Matana are Yidei Yisurim. Torah, Eretz Yisrael, and Olam Haba. Shabbos is a bechina, is a dimension of Olam Haba, Me'ein Olam Haba, because each one of these mitzvahs has a dimension of Yerusha. We have it. It's given to us b'mitzora from one generation to the other. That's the bechina of Yerusha. But for it to be a matana, it has to come through Yisurim. Yisurim here doesn't necessarily mean pain and suffering. But when a person puts in the amol and the yagir, you work at it to really learn Torah, to learn the iyun, and to internalize the Torah that you're learning, and for Eretz Yisrael, to work at appreciating the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, the mitzvahs of Eretz Yisrael, and for Shabbos as well. When one puts in that effort, so then he receives it b'chinas maton. Kulam lo nitnu ela ayidei yisuri. That amola and that yegiya that a person puts in that effort, that's the b'china of yisuri. But then it's a maton. Then it's a matona from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when you have that matona, then it becomes much more part of you. It changes you, it transforms you. Now, a person that has internalized Torah, has internalized the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, has internalized the Kedusha of Shabbos. But I think I'll just end with one more machshava, that in reality, some sefer points this out, the Torah does not say, V'nasati oisolochem moirosha, Yerusha. Doesn't say Yerusha. Yerusha is an inheritance. It says moirosha. Moirosha is a legacy. The difference between Yerusha is a person inherits. Moirosha, a person, is milosh, it's losh and hifil. You transmit it. You transmit it to the next generation. You morish it to the next generation. The Torah is telling us that in order for us to maintain Eretz Yisrael down through the generations, that it should be transmitted from one generation to the next, it should be a Moirosha, not just the Yerusha that we receive, but we have that responsibility to guarantee, to make sure that we'll be able to transmit it to the next generation, and so too by Torah as well, that Torah should be a Moirosha. So it has to be a Matana. If you work at it and then you receive it, b'chinas matona, so then it can be a Russia. So then we'll be able to transmit it, to guarantee that it will be transmitted, and we'll have a kiyum of Eretz Yisrael, a kiyum of Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael, and the kiyum of Torah, the kiyum of Shabbos me'ein olam haba. But it has to come through that matona, that we work at it, the Amola and the Yegiya. Baruch Hashem, all of you have the opportunity this year to be Oisek Batoira, to learn, to immerse yourselves in learning, to grow in learning. And you have to realize that when you're learning Torah, you are participating in making sure that Eretz Yisrael is a Mayrosha for Klal Yisrael. You might not be doing it on the battlefield, but in the Beis Medrash, right? The cherev of Klal Yisrael, the true cherev, the true sword of Klal Yisrael, is Torah. Vayolin shom ba'emek ba'omko shel halacha. And you are participating in making sure and guaranteeing that Torah is a Meirosha for Klal Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael is a Meirosha for Klal Yisrael. And halvai that all of you should have tremendous hatzlacha in growing, and you have the she'ifa to grow, and you should all, sure, all of you have grown tremendously, but continue to grow so that Torah truly is Torah Tzivolono Moshe, Moirosha Kihilat Yaakov. Hatzlacha.